Welcome back to Eco Talk, and we are continuing our bright ideas and solar solutions. In some cases, that's the theme of today's show. Really love to shine the spotlight on people and companies that are doing great, innovative things that really should be done everywhere. And that's the whole point of Eco Talk, to spread the sound solutions for a healthier planet, and perhaps you can take it up where you live. Two of our guests for this segment will be Joyce Mason. She's the Vice President of Marketing and Vice President of a company called Pardee Homes. She's running their environmental programs, and in fact, they're planning a project for a city called Livermore, which is out in the East Bay. Again, this is a Bay Area-centric show, but it's only because what we do here hopefully will be replicated across the rest of the country. And, of course, there are other great green examples everywhere, but we have a lot of them right here in the Bay Area and in California in particular. This particular development, which is hopefully about to be approved next month, is going to be unique in that 100% of the homes that are going to be developed will be equipped with solar systems. It will be standard. You don't have to request it. You don't have to, we'll find out if you have to pay extra for it, but it's being built into the development, and I just think that's exactly where we need to go. And not just solar panels, there'll also be all kinds of energy efficient aspects to this, these homes that are being built, and it's everything from affordable housing to higher end, all in the same development. So Joyce will be our first guest. We also have in this segment Jack Fleming, and he's a very interesting guy from Nevada. It's always nice to get some great green stories coming out of Nevada, in this case Carson City. And Jack Fleming has been working to do all kinds of great community projects, and right now he's working on a green senior assisted living center. He wants the United States to be a leader in green technology. He's working with colleges to put this into their curriculums. He teaches green building to prison inmates, and he's working on cutting-edge green technologies with top scientists, and that's just to name a few things. Boy, and he's retired. He's retirement age anyway. So thanks for joining us, both of you.
Thank you.
We'll start with you, Ms. Mason. Tell us about how this project came to be and how you hope it will really become an example, a model for other communities to follow.
Well, Livermore Trails, I hope, really will be a model for what environmentally friendly building is really all about, because Livermore Trails is a master planned community that is completely designed with the environment in mind. Most specifically on the houses, as you've mentioned, all 2,450 homes will be equipped with solar, and that will make it the largest completely solar community in the nation. But as you mentioned, when you build something that is going to have an energy-producing component, you really have to start with a home that demands less energy to begin with. And this is something Pardee Homes has been doing for quite a number of years. And that includes features such as spectrally selective glass. That's the kind of glass that keeps your house more even temperatured, keeps the cold air out in the wintertime, keeps the warm air out in the summertime. All the homes will have sealed ducts. That is, all the ducting in the homes will be sealed shut and tested so that you don't leak air-conditioned air into those parts of the house where you really don't need it. Of course, you want to focus it on the living areas of the house. Tankless hot water heaters will be a part of each and every home here in Livermore Trails.
Now, that's a brilliant idea. We're going to get one of the companies that are selling tankless water heaters on. They weren't available, but we will have them on soon, because why heat water when you're sleeping, when you're not home, when you don't need it? Why not just heat it on demand if the technology exists to make it instantaneous, which apparently it now is available?
Well, that's exactly right. What tankless hot water heaters do for you is they make hot water available for you continuously. So basically, they don't run out of hot water. You won't have the tank running dry, because it's a tankless hot water heater. The water is heated as you need it, and then, of course, it's available for your use. So you're not wasting energy 24 hours a day trying to keep a tank of hot water hot when you're not going to use it.
Now, I want to ask you a question just about the cost, because whenever people hear solar, sure, I'd love to have solar panels, they say, but, you know, it's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for a system. Who is going to be paying for the extra upfront costs? But I'm sure the residents will, over the years, be saving money.
Well, the great thing about solar is that it starts to pay you back the minute that you turn your house on. In other words, your energy bill reduction takes place immediately. So while there are some additional costs included for solar, and certainly when you build highly efficient homes, there are additional costs involved. However, the savings far outpaces the additional cost. And the great thing about including it in new construction is that the house is designed for maximum efficiency right off the bat. So you're going to get maximum savings because of the efficient way the house is built, and also because when you purchase it and build it in new construction, you really are able to be much more efficient in your building technique, and you can sometimes get cost savings because of the number of units that you'll be needing for your home.
I imagine you've done some comparative analysis, though, looking at a home that would be about the same size without all these energy-efficient applications, especially the solar panels, just to show how much more the home buyer will be paying for this, or have you factored that into the cost that the developer is perhaps absorbing just to really get a lot of great interest and publicity for this?
Well, as with anything that is new and exciting, there are additional costs, and I don't want to try to say that there are not, but we're at this point not exactly sure what those costs are going to be, because there are some great things happening in our state and national governments at this point in time. We have a new energy bill that has just passed, giving some savings, tax savings for a homeowner that has one of these systems. The California Energy Commission has a wonderful rebate program. That's in a state of change at the moment, so we hope that all of these things will work together to help bring the cost down. But what we do know is that the incremental cost, the additional amount of money that will be included in a mortgage payment, will be far more than offset by the savings in the energy bill every month.
Okay, great. We're going to check in with Jack Fleming now. Tell us about what you're doing over there in Nevada to green that state.
Okay. We're building 199 units altogether. 24 of the units are low cost. They're actually, it's a cooperative self-assisted living facility for active seniors and high functioning mentally and physically challenged. And the lady that conceived of the idea has passed away 5 years ago, and we've joined her 10.5 years ago. She had no money. She had a dream and asked if we would help her. And so my wife and I came up. We met her and through a friend of ours and that we had grown up with in Southern California, and got involved. And that project is under construction now. The first 10,000-square-foot building has the roof on it, the siding's going on, the rock work. We built the building. I agree with what Joyce was saying. We use the Logix, L-O-G-I-X, Logix insulated concrete form block. We also use the Bruckner, B-R-U-C-K-N-E-R windows. They're actually out of Austria. It's the finest window made that we could find. And our insulation, we use ESP, environmentally sensitive insulation out of Carson City and New Jersey. They're manufactured in Carson City, Nevada, and we use PEX plumbing with the manifolds, I can go on for another 10 minutes.
No, we don't have that many minutes, but what about solar? Do you have solar panels on the building?
Yeah. We have solar, and just like Joyce's product, that's already built in, and they're on the nonprofit, there is no charge for that. On the profit side, on the cottages, there's no additional surcharge on that. That's just how we build.
Now, and in addition to building, why do you feel it's important to educate both college students and even prison inmates about the potential of environmentally friendly technology and construction?
Well, number one, if you work properly with the inmate element and the drug and alcohol related that the courts provide us, and you train them properly, there's a shortage of depending on who you want to believe, somewhere around 400,000 construction workers every year, the grain labor force of construction people is dwindling, and so you have to introduce new blood. And when you can take an inmate and redirect his life through proper training and work ethic, whatever, guess what? You've broken the cycle. And you put them to work, and you make taxpayers out of them. So then we do the same with the community colleges and the University of Nevada, Reno. And we also work with the China Spring Youth Camp for incarcerated youth and the 4-H Club. I mean, we're heavily involved in all sorts of community programs. And I've been in the business since 1950, and it's the only business I know.
Well, what about the new aspect, the green part? Does that excite you?
Oh, that's what we're all about. Everything we're doing is green. Our buildings are, how about our value in the walls? without the drywall or anything, that wall is insulated 2 3/4 inches of foam, interior, exterior, and then it's poured with 6 inches of concrete, and that R value, once that wall is complete, is plus 50. It's R 51 or 2, and try to do that with a framed wall. It can't be done.
Okay, so you're spreading the green gospel out there in Carson City and beyond, across Nevada.
We're tired of talking about it, and we're doing it.
Good for you. You're walking the eco talk. That's the kind of thing we like to see. And we've been speaking with Jack Fleming. He is a developer in Nevada, working on several green projects. And we also were speaking this segment with Joyce Mason. She's Vice President of Marketing and Environmental Programs with Pardee Homes. They're doing a development, hopefully, in Livermore in the East Bay Area in California that will be 100% solar equipped, and the houses they're building will also have all kinds of energy efficient technology. Hopefully will be a model that they can use in other states, and hopefully we'll see a lot more of this because it just makes sense, also saves dollars, most of all saves energy. You're listening to Eco Talk on Air America Radio. We'll be right back with more bright ideas for you.